Thanks be to God. I don't know if any of you listened carefully to what Olivia was reading this morning, but according to that passage, that as Ezra is lifting up those scrolls of Moses, it started at 6 o'clock in the morning and went to noon. They were standing for 6 hours hearing God's word. I promise we won't be here 6 hours today. And I won't make you stand all six of them, okay? But we are going to spend a little bit of time looking at this concept of who we are as one body of Christ. And as I shared with the children and basically with all of us about how the body can look quite diverse, whether it's animals being in the circus or the Church of Christ gathered here to worship, we can't really understand how God is going to orchestrate it all. But I did think about an orchestra and how an orchestra has one conductor. And as a composer writes that score of music, the composer is writing with the sound of that piece in his or her head. And the diversity of the voices of the wind instruments or the string instruments or the percussion instruments all coming together to create a sound that brings to us great joy when we hear it. And it is the diversity of that orchestra pit that creates that wondrous sound. Because if you have ever heard this piece that was supposed to have a cello and a harp and a piano and violins and clarinets and drums and everything just simply played on the piano, it has lost the depth and the wonder that the composer of that piece imagined it to be. Well, the body of Christ is very much a composition that God continues to create. And that if we wonder who God, the great composer, Jesus Christ, is our conductor, he is the one that begins to lift up the voice in a particular manner. You know how sometimes that violin takes the piece and then the flute picks up and then everything gets dim and then that all crescendos with the whole full orchestra going? Well, that is the body of Christ. That sometimes we need specific gifts to do a specific thing. And God rises up that member to do that. But then as that time passes and that member's needs and gifts make way for the next phase and the next movement of the body of Christ, so that eventually, as we move through the world, that piece of music that God began composing at creation moves forward in history until we have it today, and where God is going to lend it and send it into the future, we don't know what it will sound at completion. But you can guarantee that all the voices of the body will be there singing an Alleluia chorus that will drown any voice in the world. Paul this morning is speaking to us about the difficulties, though, of being in the body of Christ. That sometimes, maybe, we begin to think that we need to give honor to particular pieces of that body. That maybe this one is more important, or that one is more important, when the reality is each and every one of us, as uniquely created by God that we are, is important to the whole body's function. I want you to think about your own personal bodies for just a moment. And I want us to think about one place in our body that we don't often talk about, and it's our digestive system. It's a system that seems to be the thing that works because the energy goes in through the food, the water goes in, and it has to move through that digestive system for the body, for the blood to get the oxygen, for the body to get its sugars and energy. And it does some rather disgusting things on the way out that we're not going to talk about today. But where would we be without that digestive system? Where would we be if we didn't have the wonder of that? And sometimes I think as the body of Christ, we do that kind of digesting thing. We bring in all the things that we can, and we gather them into our own personal body, and we want to hold on to them. And that's a bit of constipation of the spirit when we hold on to them. Because what we are supposed to do is to release, to let that go, to let who we are and what we have gained by all that feeding to go out into the world and spread it. But it isn't about what Donald Rose can do, or about what Austin Abbott can do, or what Gwen Ritchie can do. Those are individual gifts that each one of them has that enhances who we are and creates a good working system, one that moves and grooves and time passes and things happen. But it's because they become part of who we are, become one with us, that we can move forward in the world and make changes. So brothers and sisters, this morning I want us to really to think about how we can be one body. What is it that God is calling upon your gifts, your special gifts? Because this is also about the stewardship of those gifts. Because as parts of the body, we have tasks that we do. We know what our hands do, don't we? Sometimes they can type. Sometimes they can play the organ, and sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can work miracles with a wrench. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes we can knit and crochet beyond measure. Sometimes we can't. We know what the hands can do. But Leo will tell you that if we don't exercise them and use them, they're going to get rather stiff and unable to be used. Well, God gives each of us gifts that we are to be good stewards of, that we are to exercise those gifts, to expand those gifts, but also in terms of stewardship, we are to give them to God. And when we give them to God, God then pours down His Spirit upon them and we can use them out into the world. I have been asking us now, I'm going on close to 3 years, what is the body of Christ, Plank Chapel? What is God's calling upon our combined gifts? I want us to think, seriously think. We heard such a testimony last week from Patricia about what she believes about this place of hope, this place of promise. So if we are one body, and Paul reminds us that God is asking us to go the most excellent way, the way of love, how can God use each and every one of the parts of our body to become one, such that here in this place, we begin to display that sense of wonder and love to the community? Where are we doing that work here? And I'm going to bring up just one person, only because I don't want to be here 6 hours with you. But I want to bring up one person, and he's going to be probably angry that I do. But his name is Mac Wilson. And I'm not going to lift up a whole lot of what he does. But I'm going to tell you one of the things that has endeared me to Mac about his call and his walk with his Lord. He talked to Taylor Abbott, and maybe a few others who are young people in this community. Now, I'm not a hunter, so I wouldn't want Mac to invite me to go hunting. But Mac takes them out and makes sure that they learn those things about hunting. But in the meantime, do you know what Taylor learns? Taylor learns about an adult Christian mentor who cared enough about him, not just to take him and hunt, because I can't imagine they just sat there and talked turkey. But a relationship was formed. And Taylor has come to know that this is a place where he can be mentored and loved and serve as an usher. That's just one part of our body. All of you sitting here probably going, well, she should have mentioned. And then she should have mentioned. And you know what he did for me? And you know what she did for me? And you know, I see that person out in the schools doing this. And I see this person out in the community doing that. God is not through with us. We are the body of Christ. No matter how old or how young we are part of this one body. And just as diverse as that circus Americana, we are Plank Chapel United Methodist Church. And Paul is reminding us that as diverse and wondrous as we are, we can be that one body, showing the community a more excellent way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending